There comes a moment in every visible life where the performance begins to crack. You built it carefully. The leader, the founder, the artist, the one who knows. The world responded, recognition came, and for a while, the role felt like power. But something subtle begins to happen. Be consistent, but never boring. Reinvent yourself, but not so much your audience feels betrayed. Stay recognizable, but keep evolving. Stay relevant, but never seem like you're trying. The role doesn't just become a structure you must inhabit. It becomes a tightrope. You never stop walking.
What you feel isn't just pressure. It isn't just burnout. In the quiet moments, offstage after dark, when the performance has ended for the day, a shift begins. You begin to watch yourself speaking as the role, responding as the role, being perceived as the role. And something inside knows, this is mine, but I am more than this.
This is not a crisis, it is a revelation. You are not just the public persona. You are the person who built it with private fears, private desires, private knowing. And beyond even that person, you are the awareness animating it all. And the moment that becomes clear, the role stops being a performance. It becomes expression. It becomes play. It becomes your creative ecstasy, consciously, freely, entirely.
Sovereign is a conversation for what comes after the call arrives. The recognition and the life that blooms from it. Not through coaching, not through advice, not through a method, but through connective conversations, through the body, through relationship, through the kind of honesty that only happens when the performance is no longer required. Us and you discovering truth in real time. Because the recognition, when it lands, is simple. You are never the role. You are the dreamer animating it all. And when that becomes clear, the dream becomes lucid. The role becomes expression. And what remains is sovereignty.
Where the performance ends,
sovereign begins.